creator of the earth, where the red sun glows, is the creator of the world, the century toad. He secreted the earth and the son of the deep. Then he saw that it was bad and he went back to sleep. When the mole men found him, they appointed a watcher, a pretty lady mole man named Magenta Frog Talker. She's an acolyte of the toad. 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 She watched him and she studied him and got really bored, just sitting with the giant toad at the earth's core. But when the toad awoke for his centennial meal, Jenna looked into his eyes and finally found something real. She saw the toad had all life's answers, and it was a shocker that the toad now had an acolyte named Jenna Frog Talker. She's an acolyte of the toad. 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 Jenna thought of the toad, her cloaca would swell, and her heart would almost burst out of its amber shell. Jenna spent all of her time down by the century pond, always praying to her master, but he'd never respond. One day a mole man father came to look for his daughter, but he only found an acolyte named Jenna Frog Talker. She's an acolyte of the toad. 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 Jenna thought her mole man body only served to inhibit her desire to be one with him that did rivet. So she thought of a plan that would unite them at last. And she waited and she waited for a century to pass. Jenna was determined and there was no one to stop her. So the toad's next meal was a Jenna Frog Talker. She's an acolyte of the toad. 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 She's an acolyte of the toad.